You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time for another vocalised roundup of accessible arts events for blind and partially sighted people here on RNIB Connect Radio. And as usual, I am joined by Jess Beale from Vocalise to share a few upcoming accessible events from their regular email newsletter. Hello, Jess. How are you?
Hello, Toby. I'm well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm not so bad. We're going to start this time with the 8th story in the Harry Potter series, and I think almost a full day of magical theatre with Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, parts 1 and 2, and this is at the Palace Theatre in London.
Yeah, that's right. Starting with one of our regular audio described shows, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, it is parts 1 and 2 on Saturday the 15th of November at the Palace Theatre in London. So it's one play, but it's presented in two parts, which are designed to be seen over one day, so a matinee and an evening performance. So on the 15th of November, there's a touch tour at 11:30, then part one is at 2 o'clock and part two at 7. Tickets from £40 per part, and 19 years later after the original Harry Potter stories, they're back on an extraordinary new adventure. As Harry, Ron and Hermione are joined by a brave new generation that only just arrived at the legendary Hogwarts school. Prepare for spectacular spells, mind-blowing race through time, and an epic battle to stop mysterious forces, all while the future hangs in the balance. There's lots of great special effects for everyone to enjoy. All you Harry Potter fans out there, this is the Palace Theatre in London for Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
We have Andrew Lloyd Webber's Haunting School, along with stunning sets and breathtaking effects, which will bring the story of the Phantom of the Opera to life at His Majesty's Theatre in London.
We do, Toby, yes. So this is one of my personal favourites, the Phantom of the Opera, on Tuesday the 18th of November at His Majesty's Theatre at 7:30 with the touch tour at 5 o'clock, but please arrive at the theatre for 4:50 for the 5 o'clock start. So this tragic love story is brought to life as beneath the Paris Opera House, the Phantom hides in shadow. He's feared by all, but he's devoted to his protege, Christine. It lasts for 2 hours and 20 minutes approximately, with a 20-minute interval on the 18th of November at His Majesty's Theatre, a brilliant musical, The Phantom of the Opera.
We have the story of one of Britain's iconic bands, the Kinks, now with Sunny Afternoon at the new Victoria Theatre in Woking.
Yes, we are back in Woking on Wednesday the 19th of November for the musical Sunny Afternoon at the new Victoria Theatre. The musical's at 7:30 and the touch tour is at 6 o'clock. Tickets are from £15 for the musical celebrating this raw energy, passion and timeless sound of the Kinks. It tells this story through an incredible back catalogue of hits, including You Really Got Me, Lola, and All Day and All of the Night. It's set against the backdrop of Britain on the cusp of the rebellious 60s, so come and celebrate the music, life, and the band that changed it all. The new Victoria Theatre in Woking, the musical lasts for approximately 2 hours and 40 minutes, including an interval.
Mischief Theatre Company give you a festive slice of pure escapism with Christmas Carol Goes Wrong, and this is at the Wales Millennium Centre in Cardiff.
Yep, so we have a bit of Christmas coming early on Saturday the 22nd of November for the Christmas Carol Goes Wrong at the Wales Millennium Centre. The show is at 2:30 and the touch tour is at 1:15. Tickets are from £17 as the Courtney crew are back. They'll hilariously battle miscommunication, delays to their set, actors missing in action, and a growing feud over who will play the lead. It's the Mischief Comedy's disastrous take on the much-loved Christmas story of Ebenezer Scrooge. A guaranteed Christmas catastrophe ready to make you all laugh for the afternoon, lasting approximately 2 hours and 20 minutes with an interval in Wales at the Millennium Centre for Christmas Carol Goes Wrong.
We are going to end this time with the transfer of the National Theatre's production of The Importance of Being Earnest to the Noel Coward Theatre in London's West End, with, I think, Ollie Alexander in the cast too.
We have got Ollie Alexander starring in this comedy, The Importance of Being Earnest, on Thursday the 27th of November at 7 o'clock. Tickets from £25 for this joyful and flamboyant reimagining of Oscar Wilde's masterpiece. It's a hilarious story of identity, impersonation and romance. Enjoy this one at the Noel Coward Theatre in London lasting approximately 2 hours and 45 minutes with a 20-minute interval.
So, Jess, if people would like to find out more about the items we just chatted about, sign up to that Vocalise email newsletter, or just find out a little bit more about Vocalise and other audio described events and performances around the country, where can people go to find out more?
Well, it's all on our website, which is vocalise.co.uk. That's vocalise.co.uk. You can email us on inquiries at vocalise.co.uk. And of course, we're on our social medias, Facebook and Instagram, if you search for Vocalise Audio Description.
Well, thank you, as always, Jess, for sharing some great audio described events with me here on R&IB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby. And I look forward to being back next time around to share more with you all.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for R&IB Connect Radio.